Welcome back to Heja Framtiden, the Swedish podcast on the future. My name is Christian von Essen. I'm recording here today from Tech Arena, the Tech Arena in Stockholm, Friends Arena. I'm standing here with Philip Tigges from a company called Infinite Roots. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello. Nice. Thanks for having me.
You're here exhibiting your, not your product, but your solution, your concept. Tell us a bit about Infinite Roots. What is it that you do?
Yeah, sure. So the background of why we're doing what we're doing is that the food industry is facing a lot of planetary limits right now in terms of water consumption, CO2 emissions, land consumption. And we thought about this and how to basically solve it. And at the core of it, we are looking at organisms that grow much more efficient than the plants and the animals that we use today. And so we looked into the kingdom of mushrooms, and we identified quite a few species that are actually very nutrient-rich, have great taste, and at the same time grow much more efficient. And so what we do is we use these mushrooms to produce meat alternatives, which we are upscaling right now, and looking forward to bring those to market soon.
As far as I understand it, you're both focusing on a consumer product and also an ingredient for other food producers. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have these two pillars. The one pillar, as you correctly described, is the final consumer product, where we will build our own branding around it and bring it into retailers and the food service segment. The other pillar is basically where we use our ingredient to help food companies around the world bringing more sustainable foods to market.
And in what kind of food products could the ingredient be used?
That's the beauty of it. It's basically a whole universe of species that you can explore. So we're starting with meat alternatives like meatballs, sausages, even steaks. But you could easily go into dairy or even sweets. So we've done a prototype actually for a caramel or for an ice cream. So the range is really broad in what you could do with it, yeah.
And how do you produce it? Do you have your own facilities in Germany? Or?
So what we do in-house is basically the innovation part. We do the R&D and the pilot scale in-house. And then once the process is stable, we outsource it to contract manufacturers. And they are located in the DACH area, so in Germany and Austria, Switzerland. Yeah.
So what are you looking for here at the Tech Arena?
A lot of things, actually. So a part of it is it's just great to be in Sweden as well. So we heard about Tech Arena and how it's been growing the last year. So we are very excited to be here. We are looking for partners, potentially other companies that we could partner with, or also investors. We are a fully funded startup, so talking to investors is also always part of the job, yeah.
And you mentioned the environmental challenges that the food system faces. Would you say that this is this solution is also cost efficient at scale?
At scale, absolutely. The key is that the organism that we're using is growing 30 times faster than plants, 100 times faster than animals. So it's much more cost efficient at scale than even the products that we're seeing today. And if you look at today's food system, we don't even know the real price of meat because it's so heavily subsidized. But also for the plants that we're using today, like soy and so on for food production, also there the prices are likely going to increase a lot. So the status quo that we're seeing today is not going to stay like this. And at the same time, this technology is going to be ultra cost efficient at scale. Yeah.
What about the nutritional values of the product? Can you make sure that it's healthy as well?
Yeah, so that's another key advantage. It's very protein rich. It's rich of fibers as well. It's actually quite low in fat. The beauty of it is it doesn't substitute just a single ingredient. It substitutes up to 12 or 15 ingredients. So in the end, you end up with a product that has a very short ingredient list, all natural ingredients. And so it's a very clean and healthy product in that sense.
And does it taste of mushrooms, or can you get rid of that taste?
It doesn't taste a lot like mushrooms. It has its own taste. It is rich in umami, so it brings its own taste, especially if you look at the category of savory and meat products. That's really an advantage for us because we don't need to add any artificial taste to it. So does it taste like mushrooms? Some of the products might be, but definitely not all of them. It's more umami that you will taste.
Yeah. Now, in the economic downturn, there's been a lot of more careful investments in food tech. Do you see that as well in Europe?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think the schizophrenic thing is that the underlying driver of why we need these technologies have not gone away, right? We're still facing a huge climate crisis, which is actually accelerating. But at the same time, throughout the last 2 years, we saw that funding went down quite a bit. Gets much harder to excite investors for bigger rounds. I would say the requirements are much higher in terms of revenues or even path to profitability. So and fundraising cycles get much longer. For us now, we're in the good position. We just raised a big round. So we raised $58 million round, closed it in December actually. So now we're good, it took longer than we expected it to be. Yeah.
And you partnered with a retail chain in Germany, is that correct?
Correct. We are partnering with, we have Rewe, the Rewe Group, as an investor who came on board now in this round. Additionally, we have one of the major shareholders of Haribo, the global consumer brand, which is also going to be helpful for bringing our products to market. And we have the European Innovation Council that also came on board.
Wow. I usually ask my guests, what is your best tip for making the world a better place in the future?
Eat mycelium-based products. No, I think, everyone has different skills and capabilities, but as long as we all try to move towards a better future, I think then tomorrow will be better than today.
Great answer. Thank you, Philip, for joining Heja Framtiden. Good luck with Infinite Roots.
Thank you so much.
Recording here from Tech Arena in Stockholm. Visit infiniteroots.com for more information. Hejaframtiden.se for more information about this podcast and my other projects. My name is Christian von Essen. Thank you for listening.